Yeah, that's what I was trying to think, because we have a little Cajun that worked for us at Standard Brains, and he was cute, so fun.
Really, was he? Did he speak like a Cajun?
Oh, yes.
Straight up.
Yes, he was right from New Orleans, and we loved him when
that's
he came
alive. Yeah. But have you ever heard that referred to as Cumans?
No.
Okay. All right, how about Greek people? Now, I just wanted to know whether you have ever heard any slang names for Democrats.
No.
Have you ever heard of a yellow dog Democrat?
No.
All right, how about Republicans?
No.
Okay. What do you call a young person with long hair who uses drugs and is politically radical?
Hippie?
Uh-huh. Have you heard any other words for hippie?
No.
Okay. What do you think about hippies? Like, for example, does Pam have friends who you might call hippies?
No.
Is a hippie generally sort of a bad image to
Well, yeah. Yes, no. I mean, I've seen kids that I would have thought would be hippies and would be a bad image, and yet it would be something that my kids, someone that my kids knew of,
uh-huh.
and they'd say, no, they are not bad.
Okay, okay. Do you know any expressions for your best friend, or would you just call your best friend my best friend, or?
Their personal friend is what I call them.
Oh, is that what you say?
Yeah.
That's nice. Or close friend, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever say buddy? Or is that more of a masculine word?
No, I wouldn't call a friend of mine a buddy.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Were there several children that you played with regularly when you were in grammar school?
Heavens, it's been so long. Yes, there were several.
Did you refer to them by any name?
It's my friends.
Just your, would you, oh. you never would say your gang or something?
No. No.
Okay. Did you ever hear about this, when a new kid moved into the neighborhood, in order to be accepted into the group, they would put him through some kind of initiation process?
Yes, I have. I've heard of it.
Did it occur in your neighborhood?
Not that I know anything about.
Can you tell me anything about them at all, what they do?
The only one I have heard of that may operate up in this neighborhood is we had several mailboxes that were knocked down. And I made this remark one day to someone, and they said, well, there's a gang here. And to be a part of this gang, you got to, like, go out and knock down so many mailboxes a night, you know?
Oh,
okay. Well, the one next door was knocked down, and that's what, you know, brought it all about.
Okay.
And they go around the next day to check to make sure you knock down these many mailboxes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Is it like teenagers?
Oh, it's bound to be, yeah. I mean, to be able to drive, I mean, I don't think anybody that's very mature or past teenage would do something like that.
I would hope not. All right, when you were a teenager, or even now, do you hear about teenagers doing this where they exchange insults about each other, and each insult gets more and more complicated and fancy?
No.
And they bring in each other's mothers and stuff
no.
like that?
No.
Okay. As far as I know, that's only in the black culture where they do that.
Yeah?
But they start rhyming and stuff. It's kind of neat. I don't know too much about it. And I can't even give you an example, but it seems interesting to me. Because with each insult, you have to remember the last insult and make the next one more complicated.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just some kind of weird game. I don't know too much about it. All right, well, what kind of games did you play when you were a child?
What kind of games did I play?
Yeah, can you remember some?
Yes, I can. I can.